Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is up, Dodgers Nation? D-Mag here on the field at Dodgers Stadium after the Dodgers get the 7-1 win over the St. Louis Cardinals here in their home opener. And this place was absolutely buzzing before the game. The anticipation for Shohei Ohtani, their $700 million man, was off the charts. And the Dodgers did something really cool before the game. You had a blue carpet in the middle of center field that the players walked down. It was a little runway. Clayton Kershaw. It's great to see Clayton Kershaw in a Dodgers uniform, but the reception for Shohei Ohtani, the crowd was on their feet, the cheers were loud, the Ohtani jerseys were everywhere, and I think the big takeaway was this almost felt like a postseason game. There was almost 53,000 in attendance, just under that, for the Dodgers home opener, and they saw this team absolutely take apart Miles Michaelis. And Miles Michaelis, that's how you play checkbook baseball. If you don't know, a couple weeks ago, the St. Louis Cardinals pitcher said that he would like to stick it to the Dodgers and that the Dodgers are just playing checkbook baseball. Well, guess what? If that's checkbook baseball, I'll take that every single game. Because look, this big three, this top three, we are seeing greatness in real time. And you saw early on, Mookie draws the walk, Shohei Ohtani, he comes to the plate. What does he do? Sits on that changeup, stays back on that changeup, hits it for a double, and then he's going to third base, and then he doesn't hold up on a Dino Ebel stop sign. He gets called out, but you look at this lineup. Freddie Freeman comes in, he hits a single, Mookie scores on it, and they just had no answer. And that's what Doc said after the game, is that this top three, the MV3, they are daunting. They are a juggernaut. And you look at the start of this game, Mookie, Ohtani, and Freddie, they only made two outs in their eight trips to the plate against Michaelis. In the third inning, you had a home run from Mookie, you had a home run from Freddie Freeman. And the Dodgers, they were able to score two in that first inning. Betts and Freeman, they homered in the third inning, and they knocked out Michaelis there in the fifth inning, after giving up five runs, and that was it for him. And then Betts, Ohtani, and Freeman, they combined to reach base nine times in 12 plate appearances. They scored six of the Dodgers' seven runs. They drove in four, and I think today was what we're going to see for this entire season. What we're going to see for the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, hopefully 10 years is this top of the Dodgers lineup has a chance to go down as the very best 1-2-3 in the history of Major League Baseball. That is how good they are. We're talking about a lineup that's up there with some of those Yankees teams, with Gary and Ruth and some of those, that Mariners team in the 90s, and just all these elite 1-2-3s in history, and you saw that today. But also, how about Tyler Glass now? I think that's as big of a story as anyone. The Dodgers have that dominant, overpowering ace that they've always needed. Today, Tyler Glass now, he was outstanding in his Dodger Stadium regular season debut. He had a lot of friends and family in attendance. And Glass now, he ended up going six innings, allowed two hits, one earned run, had five punchouts and one walk. He was very efficient, 81 pitches. The slider, tons of swing and miss with the slider, had that curveball back later in the game, got some punch outs via that curveball, that just nasty, dirty 12-6 curveball, just bouncing, making hitters just look foolish out there. And that was a big takeaway for me. Tyler Glass now is that dude for the Dodgers. As long as he stays healthy, he's going to be in the Cy Young talk. He's going to be in the Cy Young consideration. He's going to be their game one starter. That's how good he is. And he talked about it after the game, just how special it was to be pitching here. He looks so happy to be here, so happy to pitch for this organization that he grew up loving, this team that he was a fan of in his days at Hart High School in Santa Clarita. So that was great. I thought he was fantastic. If you look at the rest of the team, Max Muncy, you had James Outman. He gets an RBI on a single after Teoscar Hernandez double. So I think a part of this game, what makes it important, and it's just one game out of 162, is I think you saw things today that you're going to see throughout the season, right? You're going to see Freddie and Mookie go yard. You're going to see Shohei Ohtani get extra base hits and impact the game with his running. You're going to see Tyler Glass now perform like an ace. Also, you're going to see Teoscar Hernandez get through the gaps, hit doubles, go out there and get extra base hits, and slug there in the sixth hole. And how about James Outman? A couple really good at-bats today, putting the ball in play. I thought that was impressive. And this Dodger team, they get the win. How about Ryan Yarbrough, too? He gets the three-inning save. You get that automatic save. He ends up, though, pitching extremely well. I mean, only hit that he allowed was to Paul Goldschmidt. So Paul Goldschmidt today, he had a day, right? And Goldie's going to get his. He's that good of a hitter. He ended up getting three hits and four at-bats. Guess what? Rest of the Cardinals, they went a combined over 27. So fortunately, you can't bat Goldie nine times. He ends up hitting a home run off of Tyler Glass now. The other hit was a little flare. So even the home run was the home run, but the second one was just a flare off Tyler Glass now. He really handled, he made it look easy today. This was not easy for Tyler Glass now to come out today in his first start at Dodger Stadium and just perform as effortlessly as he did. He was high level, and like I said, this place, it was just talking to people that have been around this team for a long time, that have covered the team, people within the organization.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We've never seen anything like this. The clubhouse after the game, there was hundreds of people there. It was a circus. It was tough to get within 2-3 feet of a player at times just because of how many media members were there, Japanese media members. And look, the buzz surrounding this team, it's at an all-time high. And they went out today and they show what this offense is capable of doing. Now, on some cons, if you want to spot the pimple on a model, Mookie had the throwing error there. And for the most part, look, there were some plays where, yeah, you want him to make that throw, right? Mookie's going to have the occasional error. I mean, he's been struggling with the backhand a little bit there. And the throw, you would hope he makes that throw. But the one that concerned me was the play where, I mean, you got a guy sliding in, and Mookie's just a couple feet away from getting his legs taken out from underneath him. That is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. That's why I'm a little weary and reluctant to fully go all in on this Mookie Betts as the Dodgers' everyday shortstop experiment. Can he do it? Yes. Is that the best for this team and Mookie? Long term, I'm not so sure that it is. But how about this, though? A couple games in, three games in, you're seeing the success that Mookie's having. Mookie's had already two home runs on the season in just three games. He's going out there, he's getting on base, getting extra base hits. So clearly, the positive to this is so far early returns is that him playing shortstop isn't having a negative impact on his offense. If anything, I'll ask this to Mookie when I get a chance, is are you more engaged? Do you feel that it's in some way helping your offense? I mean, I'm not so sure that the whole competitive factor and just taking on this challenge is really just ignited him to a whole another level. And Mookie also, look, Mookie's a champion. Mookie's a MVP. He's one of the best players on the planet. He's easily top five, possibly even higher. And I think Mookie knows who's batting behind him in Shohei Ohtani. And he knows all the hype surrounding that. And he wants to remind the world that, let's not forget, I finished second in the MVP last season, and I actually had more WAR than Ronald Acuna Jr. So, Mookie, I have just a deeper appreciation, and I already appreciate him as a player, but just an even deeper appreciation speaking to people within the organization and just how selfless he is. It's not normal for a guy at 31 that's never played shortstop every day, long term, at this level, to just jump and dive right in while you also are an elite hitter. It just doesn't happen. This is the first time anything like this has ever happened in the history of Major League Baseball. A guy who hits at that caliber, at this age that's saying, I'm going to try to be an everyday shortstop. I cannot stress this enough. Typically, that's when you see guys moving off that position and sliding over to third base. Not Mookie. He's embracing this new role, and hopefully he doesn't get injured. Hopefully it doesn't wear him down by the time the postseason rolls around. But defensively, look, it's going to take some time. But we've seen some errors. We've seen some glove work that's been mishandled. The backhand he's struggled a little bit with. The throw today. So we're just going to have to monitor it closely and just see the improvement that he continues to make and just how it impacts him overall. But what more can you say? Like I said, this lineup, they absolutely suffocate. They suffocate opposing pitchers. I mean, just imagine that. These guys are all, on their best day, absolutely top tier. Absolutely guys are in the conversation for best hitters in all of Major League Baseball. And they shined today. This place was electric. This place was buzzing. Like I said, Ryan Yarbrough came in. He got the job done. Tyler Glasnow, he was great. And this Dodgers team, they get the win here on opening day here at Dodgers Stadium. So it's going to be the most exciting season. It's going to be a season where we could really see the greatest team in Dodger history offensively. Last year, that team scored 906 runs. I'm here to tell you, though, this team has the potential. I mean, Teoscar Hernandez, double later in the game. You had James Outman looking good. So, Max Muncy. I mean, Will Smith. Haven't even talked about Will Smith. I mean, this lineup is just all-time greatness. These guys are the Beatles of baseball right now, and it's going to be a show. The show is on here. It's showtime in L.A., and we saw that on display here in the home opener. But that's going to do it for this.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Quick episode of Dodgers Dugout here at the Ravine. We're going to get back to the live streams here at the stadium, but just a lot going on here. You guys, your Los Angeles Dodgers, they are stacked. They are ready to roll. But let me know down below in the comment section, what was your biggest takeaway from the Dodgers 7-1 win over the Cardinals? Do you like checkbook baseball? I actually talked to Dave Roberts before the game, and I asked him about that. I asked him, hey, did you hear about what Miles said? And he said, look, checkbook baseball is good for players. Players should love checkbook baseball. He also said that, yeah, he can sound off if he wants, but it doesn't matter. We don't care, right? But teams all year long, they're going to use that as motivation against this Dodgers team. But guess what? This team is so talented and so good, and they have so many professionals, high-character guys, that I think they're going to be able to deal with this. Now, a couple injury notes to get into before the game. Dave said that Walker Buehler is ahead of schedule, and he's coming quicker than they expected. So look out for Buehler sooner than later. But on a negative note, Blake Treinen and Brusdar Graterol, they're a ways away. That is exactly what he said, a ways away. So that's not good. Brusdar Graterol, he was incredible last year. He took a massive leap. Him and Evan Phillips were the two best Dodgers reliever last season. They need him back as soon as possible. And then Blake Treinen, he had his moments during spring training. Internally, they felt very confident that he was going to be able to come back and have some success and play a role for this bullpen. It looks like it's more the same as far as the injuries for him, but you need some of those guys back because this bullpen, you need as much talent in there, and you want to avoid these injuries. But the good news, though, Walker Buehler ahead of schedule. So some quick injury notes to tell you about. We'll be back tomorrow, guys. We're going to be back, full-blown episode. We're going to break everything down, give you some more inside stuff here from Dodger Stadium. But that's going to do it. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Like I said, if you haven't yet, subscribe to the Dodgers Nation YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell. Hit that like button. And comment done down below so you're eligible for our next giveaway at 90,000 subscribers. And remember, nothing brings us together quite like Dodger baseball. And until next time, think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.